You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We are live at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. And this interview is brought to you, by the way, by Podcast Titans, where they help turn conversations into content. Visit PodcastTitans.com for more information. And had the pleasure of being joined by NFL great, busting out his shirt over here, making us little guys, putting us to shame. Nah, Derek from the Entrepreneur Golf Club.
Yes, sir.
Are you sponsoring this event?
Yes, I'm one of the vendors here for tonight.
Oh, one of the vendors. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, tell us about the what you got going on.
Yeah, so the Entrepreneur Golf Club is really founded upon the principles of like networking in a real way, right? Mm-hmm. So we are entrepreneurs and investors that want to get together with like-minded people that care more so about the value of the relationships versus having a million contacts and people that you're trying to connect with to do business. And so that's sort of our founding principle. And we leverage golf as really that relationship and that binder to help build that relationship in the business sense. And so through the club, we play golf, we do business development and workshop groups, we network, we do all of those fun things too. But it's really more so about really connecting entrepreneurs and investors to the right people in order to help them expand their business, grow as a person, and ultimately help positively impact their lifestyle.
Okay. A lot to unpack here. You yourself, what do you do?
Yeah, so real estate, man. So I own commercial real estate in Virginia and D.C. I also do business consulting, so primarily focusing on operations, succession, and continuity planning.
Okay, big words. Big words. Now, we say y'all getting people together. Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
So we do it in a couple different ways. So we have like training nights where we get people together and we're gathering, we're networking, we're talking through, you know, life and business, but we're learning the game of golf because we got a nice variance of people that have different experiences in golf. Besides that, we're doing private member nights, which most of our stuff is actually private members type of events. And so in those events, you're connecting and learning about the other people's business, what they have going on. We're looking in ways to help enhance and solve problems through each other's network, that type of a thing. So it's a mixture of the business development stuff. We're getting there. We're learning about different things to help enhance you and your business, as well as those more networking style events and then golf related events. And sometimes we just get out and just golf.
Okay. Is this like a paid membership type thing?
Yeah. So the way our thing is set up, we have public facing events. So we'll do like networking mixers. People come out, hit on the simulators, just connect with us in our community. And then behind the scenes is all the member only type of things. And so for that, you are a paying member to be a part of that community. There's certain benefits that we provide with in-person discounts. And then through our monthly events, every single month, we're doing some sort of business development that costs our members nothing. We're doing some sort of golf outing or development that costs our members nothing. And then there's different other things, too. They sort of cycle in and out based on the calendar.
Okay. Tell me about the people, the members. Like, what do they have in common? Or what is it? Or what type of person comes to the club?
I think the biggest thing is foundational, right? Like character. You know, what type of values do you carry, right? Are you a good person at the end of the day? So those are like foundational before you even hit the door, right? You got to kind of check the boxes off on that. Outside of that, it's people that value relationships that are more so value driven. They're not looking to sell. We don't do sales in our community. It's really about the relationship and connecting in that space. Everybody's ambitious. We got entrepreneurs that are in different service-based businesses, real estate investors. We got people that's in private equity. We got folks that own a lot of, you know, real estate, people that are running law firms, doctors, all type of things, man. So our business, I would say the variance of that from a type of business is very different, as well as the levels that they're on. We got people that's been in business, that got employees, you know, been doing it 15, 20 years. And then we have folks that are brand new to it as well. So I think it gives us a healthy mix of all ends of the spectrum, but relationships and great character and values is at the beginning of that for sure.
Okay. Why golf?
To me, golf is like the perfect way to be able to get out, have conversations without the pressure of networking, right? When you come to events where, you know, you feel that pressure walking in, I got all my business cards, I'm trying to connect and meet all these different people. There's a lot of pressure that goes with that. And honestly, you start to get to a point as a professional entrepreneur where it sort of starts to fatigue you in a sense. By doing this thing through golf, right, you're having fun doing it, you're learning, you're growing, but it's natural. The conversation flows naturally. And the reality of it is, too, you know, we've heard the sayings like business is done on a golf course. That is a real fact. And it does depend on what type of field you're in or how common that is. But we're positioning each other to be able to just naturally build those relationships without really the pressure of doing it.
What do you gain from being a part of this or hosting these events?
I think the biggest thing for me personally, man, since getting out of college football, golf has been sort of that pressure relief valve for me. As an entrepreneur, I'm super obsessive with working, what I love to do, man, and I love entrepreneurship. Golf has been the only thing since football that's given me really that ability to mentally step away from business and work. And so I absolutely love doing that. And when I started to travel and play golf, I would meet so many different people. I love being connected to ambitious entrepreneurs that I can learn and grow from and people I can pour into as well. And so this golf club really gives me and feeds me all of those things. And what I love about it is the members that are part of it sort of had that same exact story and that same feeling. And so it's really, you know, it becomes work that doesn't feel like work because it's fun. You get to have people around you that are smart, they're intelligent, they're pushing you to grow as well. You get to do the same thing and you play golf.
Okay. So, So tell people how they can join and maybe come to an event or just tell them how they can find you.
Absolutely. So easiest way to find us on Instagram, Entrepreneur Golf Club. We post our events there. We share everything as far as content on what we got coming up. The members, we share different stories around our members and how we're really growing as a club and how we're looking to expand. So that's the easiest way for sure.
And you guys are looking to take on new members and all?
Absolutely. Yep. We're steadily growing, man. We started this thing and kicked it off in January. Right now we're up to 25 members and we're steadily growing. So we're excited about that. Programming's in place, getting different sponsors, kind of growing in the space. And so really exciting time. And we're looking forward to continue to connect with more entrepreneurs.
What type of sponsors?
Sponsors vary. We're seeing banking, financing. We're seeing different service-based businesses that just want to get in front of entrepreneurs and investors. I think the biggest thing is the community itself is a community that everybody wants to have eyes on them for sure. So we're having some very interesting conversations, but right now our sponsorship is starting to really spread as far as different things in banking, service-based businesses, and different organizations that want to be connected to people that are running businesses and investing and stuff.
Okay, cool. Derek, man, this sounds interesting, man. I appreciate
your time, man. Absolutely.
This man tried to squeeze my hand off, man. He's trying to do, he's doing too much over here, man. Hey, I appreciate it.
Absolutely, bro.